basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors for making some of tonight's coverage possible. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Fours ChemDry. As we now dive into the Columbia Schools pregame show for our second game this evening, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. And we knew just immediately on Monday, we obviously knew Hanover Horton, kind of like our first matchup today. You knew Lumen was likely going to move on against Napoleon. Same thing on Monday. You knew Hanover Horton was likely going to move on against Vandercook Lake. I think this matchup right here, Hanover Horton and Grass Lake, was probably the matchup we had circled of this district.
Yeah, for today. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I kind of, after seeing what Hanover Horton did on Monday, on my early sheet, I was thinking we were going to have Lumen Grass Lake in the final. But after seeing what Hanover Horton did on Monday, and before that, seeing what they did against Center in the Cascades consolation game, this is a deep, deep Hanover Horton team.
Yeah, and we've known that they've been able to give some of the toughest teams fits. And, you know, even when they've lost this season, it really hasn't been much. They really haven't been blown out. They've been beaten by some very good teams, by a lot of larger schools as well, you know, like Western, Marshall, teams like that. And Onstead, another one. So Hanover Horton, this is not a you look at their record, 15-8, you think like, okay. But no, with the proper context, Hanover Horton, this is not a team that you can really slouch on. I mean, this team could easily come out on top in this district, and that's really saying something compared to, you know, Grass Lake and Lumen Christi are excellent teams in their own rights, but Hanover Horton, they deserve to be in that conversation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just a well-rounded team, able to do whatever, you know. They're able to do what they wanted to against Vandy with their second string. So they took their foot off the gas pretty early, able to maintain that lead. So, yeah. And again, Michigan Center, when we saw them in the Cascades Conference consolation game, that was a shocker. We walked in and we saw that lead that they had against a really good center team. That's a good center team. And just to kind of see that happen. They're a different team than they were when these two teams met. The second game of the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
They're much different teams.
You mentioned Michigan Center. Their season just ended 79-43 at the hands of Western, who we just talked about as well. But back to Hanover Horton and Grass Lake. Yeah, I mean, you said it. They're going to be a tough out for any team. Very deep. And yeah, these two teams' only matchup this year was all the way back on December 3rd, second game of the year. Only a 5-point win for Grass Lake, and we've seen how they've been able to dominate teams all throughout the year. Yeah, it was a tough one for them to take out this Hanover Horton team, and just with how these teams have grown since then, this could be a vastly different matchup tonight.
Well, and Grass Lake's a good team. Grass Lake is a good team. They got a lot of seniors. They got a lot of leadership. They got a lot of guys who have been here before. And all of those games that they won, there weren't too many blowouts on the Grass Lake schedule. So they faced adversity and, for the most part, been able to overcome it. But now the roster here is a little deceiving. They obviously brought up some JV kids because they've had nine guys on their team for most of the season, and they only play like six or seven.
Yeah.
You know, but they're good. They're really good. They don't get gassed. It was the same team at the end of the game that it was at the beginning of the game. So they've obviously been conditioned really well. But that foul trouble, that can hurt them. The one thing that Hanover Horton has that Grass Lake doesn't is numbers. So what Hanover Horton needs to do is they need to drive down the middle. They need to draw the contact. They need to draw the foul. They need to get those thoroughbreds on the Grass Lake team in foul trouble. That's one of the keys that Hanover Horton needs to take advantage of if they want to have success against this Grass Lake team.
Yeah, and especially with a guy like Luke Soper, just find a way to get through the lane, draw those fouls, and even Brody Bialy, we saw him have a big game one on Monday against Vandercook Lake. So if some of those guys could get some of those Grass Lake players in foul trouble, could really go a long way for them in this one. And Grass Lake, 21-1 on the season, and kind of a head-scratching loss, I want to say, 42-40 on Clinton. Now, we don't really have all the information on this game.
Yeah.
We don't know if they maybe rested some guys or if maybe in their own right, like maybe if some of their guys got in foul trouble or what the heck happened. But Clinton is yeah. You know, this is not a good basketball right. team.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, I hate to speak ill will of my alma mater there, but they're a sub-500 team.
Yeah.
You know, playing in the LCAA, which is a pretty decent basketball league. So, I don't know. It is a head-scratcher because you go into that one, you're thinking Grass Lake should definitely win that one.
Yeah, and not to say that they're a horrible team necessarily, but Grass Lake, well, let's just say, should have beat. That's a team that they should have beaten. And they missed out on having an undefeated season. And, again, we don't have all the context. We don't know if they rested some players or maybe somebody got hurt or if maybe – maybe they got in foul trouble. Who knows?
I feel like they had to have rested some players.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're just speculating here.
Yeah. And I mean, would be cool to go undefeated, but let's be honest, that loss really didn't do anything. Didn't really mean anything.
It didn't.
I mean, they already had their spot locked up in the district tournament. They just won the Cascades, so it's like, you know what? Might as well just make sure everybody's healthy. So it makes sense to me if they did rest people.
But at the same time, you want on one of those flags here, either in the trophy case or here in your Grass Lake stadium, in your basketball arena there, 20-24, 25, 22-0.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
you're gonna want to come back decades later and see that hanging out there still. So something had to have happened. I don't know.
Yeah, so I am curious, but Grass Lake, again, last game coming on Thursday, so it's been nearly a whole week since they played, so they're rested up, they're healthy, they're ready to go. Of course, Hanover Horton domination on Monday, 65-47 over Vandercook Lake in the first round, and I think this is going to be a very good matchup between these two teams to see who is going to take on Lumen Christi in the district championship on Friday. And it's almost a shame that one of these teams has to lose this early in the postseason. It seems like if they're in basically any other district, they could easily be winning that district, but someone's gonna have to lose here. That'll do it for the Columbia Schools pregame show. We're gonna come back in 2 minutes and we'll have starting lineups and tip off for you for our district semifinal, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, coming up on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from Hanover Horton High School for tip-off between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton for the district semifinal. Game 2 this evening as Myself, Connor Dockery, alongside Mark W. Daly, we bring you starting lineups here. First for Grass Lake, the road team this evening. Carmine Beltran, Sal Vitale, Braden Lape, Jacob Collins, Bryant Cook. Head coaches Marshawn Norris and Hanover Horton. Starting five, Brody Bialy, Luke Soper, J.J. Russ, Braylon Sales, and Channing Hull. Head coaches Andy Birch. Jump ball will be between Luke Soper and Braden Lape. You can hear that Hanover Horton student section packed over there, by the way, making a whole lot of noise here in this gym.
Yeah, they came ready to cheer.
Soper wins the opening tip, and Hanover Horton with the first possession going from right to left on your radio dial, wearing their home white uniforms, red numbers trimmed in navy blue. Backdoor cut, pass intercepted by Jacob Collins. And here comes Grass Lake up the floor, their first possession.
Tried to find that quick pass to Soper. And it actually got picked from behind. That was a great little heads-up defensive move.
Drive kick, corner three. Three-pointers up and in, Jacob Collins.
Yeah, we saw it a lot that first game. You get open in that three-point range, these guys are going to try it.
Now a half-court press by Grass Lake. Hanover Horton able to get it into the front court with Hull. Back around the perimeter, three-pointer. Bialy off the front iron, rebound of Vitale.
A rare miss from Bialy. He was draining them left and right on Monday.
Now Grass Lake slowing it down here, wearing their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. 1 minute here into this first quarter. 3-0 lead for Grass Lake. Driving through the lane, back outside. Vitale pump fake through the lane. Floater, that one might have been blocked by Sales.
Sales got some air on that one and disrupted that drive to the hoop.
And here's the Cascades Player of the Year, Luke Soper, up the floor, now on the right for Sales. Gets it on the cut, Bialy layup, no, and he is fouled by Lape.
Yeah, you can hear the smack up here on that one. Lape's kind of questioning the call, but it felt like a wrestling slap to the chest.
This is going to result in the first two free throws. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Brody Bialy makes the first of two.
Yeah, he was draining from the three on Monday. And he was pretty good, if I remember correctly, from the free throw line on Monday also.
Yeah, just really good at orchestrating the offense. Just a nice shooting touch as he makes both free throws. Here come the Warriors. Beltran up the floor for Grass Lake. Leading 3-2, 90 seconds into this first quarter. Wow, listen to that student section. Lape down low, muscling it up. No good. Rebound Hanover Horton, quickly the other way. Sales, he's cut off. Back outside, Bialy, floater in the lane. Yes!
You know, he's got one of the shorter guys out there, so he has to release it with that high arching floater in order to drain it. And just beautiful touch on that one.
4-3 Comet lead, 2 minutes into the first. Grass Lake, Bryant Cook has it on the left wing, back for Beltran. Screen from Cook, back outside for Lape. Slows it down, hesitates, dribbles through his legs a few times, guarded by Bialy. Crossover right into the corner for Vitale, and back outside for Beltran, trying to get something open here against this Comet defense. Vitale near half court. Guarded by Sales. Couple dribbles, now pass tipped away. Sales intercepted. Three on two the other way. Coast to coast layup. Too strong by Russ.
Wow. This is a lot of fun watching this back and forth. And Hanover Horton just wants to come out and run and gun.
Yeah, only about 3 minutes in, and this one already feeling kind of how we anticipated, very close between these two teams, and an unforced turnover for Vitale trying to find Lake, but a miscommunication pass, Sales out of bounds.
It just feels like the momentum is just edging a little bit more towards the Hanover Horton side. I think their student body has a little bit to do with that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It feels like things are a little more crisp and clean on the Hanover Horton side right now.
Just imagine when Grass Lake shoots free throws, they're shooting into that student section. Wow. So Hanover Horton moving the ball around the perimeter, leading by one here in this first quarter. Handoff for Sales, and we've got an offensive foul on the Comets, that handoff exchange.
Well, the pick there wasn't really, it didn't ever get set, and he was trying to move into the defender's way. and they're going to call that on you every time. You got to be set. Both feet have to be locked in position.
4:45 to go in the first quarter. 4-3 lead for Hanover Horton. Grass Lake ball. Vitale bounce pass up top for Collins. Now back outside for Cook. Into the near corner for Braden Lape. Gets the screen from Cook. Fires the three. Makes the three.
And he wasn't wide open on that one. That was somewhat contested.
Just able to use his height to his advantage there. A couple long balls for Grass Lake. They're up top 6-4. 4:20 to go, and fancy dribbling by Sales. It's stolen away. Vitale up the floor now for Lape. Right-handed finger roll in.
Great, great court awareness as to where your team was, because Vitale was just kind of losing the handle on the ball. Knew he didn't have a shot. Knew where Lape was. Got it to him.
Full court pressure beaten. Hanover Horton through the lane. Blocked, but fouled. Bialy at the line for two now.
Yeah, you can see the contact on that one. Bialy wasn't able to follow through on the shot. It definitely affected the angle of the ball.
Now you got one foul each on Beltran and Lape. So, hey, you know, try to target some of those guys. Get them to sit down.
They're only going to play seven tonight, so, yeah.
First Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw in for Bialy. He's got all five of the team's points. Second free throw also rattling in. He's got six. Now here come the Warriors up the floor. Carmine Beltran across the timeline, getting some orders from Coach Norris. Off to the right for Vitale. Couple dribbles into the near corner for Cook. Dish down low for Lape. One dribble, spin move underneath the basket. No, but he is fouled by Russ coming in to help.
And student body down there wanted the first foul call when Lape was posting up. And he kind of had bodies bumping down there. But you're going to have a hard time finding refs who are going to call blatant flops.
I'm actually going to call that on Bialy. His first team second. Grass Lake inbounding on the right side of the hoop with Sal Vitale.
Ref having some sort of long conversation with the table.
So 8-6 lead for Grass Lake over Hanover Horton. Grass Lake with the possession. Again, packed house here. Officially standing room only if you want to get a ticket into this joint. Down low, Collins fall away at the free throw line. Short rebound, Soper.
Soper going to bring it up.
Brings it up to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Back over for J.J. Russ. Guarded by Jacob Collins. Back up top for Soper. Fires the three. Makes the three.
Yeah, he got the pass. He just squared up. Went over Lape and in. Beautiful shot.
Star power. Three-point shooting on display here. And a pass intercepted by Hanover Horton. Three on two the other way. Pass fake. Layup. No. Rebound. Soper. Put back. Yes.
Muscle. That was just all strength. Went up there, outpowered the defender, got the layup, and just muscled it back in for the score.
Now 11-8 in favor of Hanover Horton. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jacob Collins has it down low. Cook poked away, and a foul called on Hanover Horton.
Scrappy defense. They're giving Grass Lake all they can handle down on the far side of the court. Just disrupting everything they have going.
I think that was going to be on Bialy again. Grass Lake inbounds outside for Collins. Jab step, picks up the dribble at the left elbow. Back outside for Cook and then for Vitale. Going to slow down the offense here. Lape gets it near half court. He's guarded by Sales. Now back outside for Collins. Make it for Vitale on the right now for Collins in the near corner. Dish down low for Cook. Looking for the cut. Gets it down low for Beltran. Tipped away. Now in the corner. The other side for Braden Lape. Gets another screen from Cook. He's cut off again. Trying to push off. Fans want a foul. Way up through the lane. No put back. Yes, and a foul.
Way to stick with the play. Follow. Stick with your shot. And able to get it back up for the two. He might have gotten away with a little elbow there. I mean, it wasn't.
It wasn't just, that bad, lot. But there, we have seen right. Them call that before on less. So an and-one try for Braden Lapp has 7 of the team's 10 points. The Aspen one-hour heating and cooling free throw is in, and we're tied at 11.
Hanover Horton student body trying to make some noise.
Full court press, Grass Lake pass tipped out of bounds by Jacob Collins, and Hanover Horton will now inbound on the near sideline.
Braden Lapp is used to large crowds making a lot of noise.
We talked about in the Cascades Championship, this guy knows a thing or two about pressure. Nothing phases him. Dish down low for the Comets. Big time foul. J.J. Russ now going to the free throw line.
So Russ, he might have been listening to our pregame show because he had the opportunity to go right up. He waited for the defenders, gave a ball fake, got them up in the air, then jumped into them.
First foul on Jacob Collins, third team foul. First of two, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First is in.
Let's keep track how many times this Hanover Horton team is traveling or challenging them down low and trying to draw the foul.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound put back and in on the tip. Brody Bialy. Impressive score.
Yeah, young man just went up one-handed, just tipped it right back in.
Buck 40 to go in the first quarter. Three-point lead for Hanover Horton. Nearly another steal. Grasslake keeps it. Dish down low for Beltron. And he's going to be fouled hard going up for the score. And he will go to the line for two.
You know, he probably would have gotten away with that if he just went straight up. Would have been enough to disrupt the shot. Has the height advantage if he just goes straight up. But instead, he kind of leaned forward and swatted down at the ball. And that's what drew the foul.
If I heard that right, I think that's Brody Bialy's third foul already.
That's a game changer right there, knowing how that young man can shoot the three and what he's done to the free throw line already.
Yeah, he, again, 8 points already, 8 of the team's 14. One of the two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws in for Beltron. It's a two-point Hanover Horton lead, full court press from Grass Lake.
Now passing. Sorry, go ahead.
Moving up the floor, mid-range jump shot rattling in for Bialy.
Nice, nice. Got himself open right over there in that three-point area and just able to drain it.
Four-point Hanover Horton lead, 60 seconds left in the first quarter. Cook down low, pass tipped away, and Beltron has it in the corner. He's trapped, trying to pass away, and Lapp somehow able to get it near half court, but it's a backcourt violation. He stumbled. He was looking for the foul there.
He was looking for the foul, but he committed the over and back first. He had possession, and then his foot just kind of slid over the line.
Final 55 seconds of the first quarter. 16-12 lead for Hanover Horton through the lane. Wall bomb fouled hard, and we're going to get two more free throws.
Yeah, there were two that went up there. That one could go on either one of them.
Salvatale commits the foul, his first. Team's fourth. Now John Wallbaum at the line for two. We talked about his impact he had from the bench on Monday. One of the leading scorers in that one off the bench as he makes the first of two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
I'm just waiting for that Soper cork to pop. He was quiet on Monday. So far, kind of quiet tonight.
I know. But the team having success around him is good to see. That it's not like Tyler Nall on Napoleon, for example, where they need him to produce or else they're not going to have a chance. Grass Lake, three in the corner. That's off the mark for Collins. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Hanover Horton. It'll stay with Grass Lake.
Going to stay right there. Well, they're kind of fighting for the rebound right there. And it was Hanover Horton right there all along the baseline.
Inbound catch and shoot. Three by Lapp is too strong. Rebound by Soper.
Yeah, student body will let him, will remind him of that one next few possessions.
Driving through the lane. Baseline layup is in by Bialy.
They're just muscling their way to the hoop tonight. A lot of driving. And just challenging the big guys of Grass Lake down low.
7-point Hanover Horton lead. Final 7 seconds of the first quarter. Grass Lake up top with Beltron. Poked away up the floor, and it's picked up by Sales with a Grass Lake foul.
Is that Beltron going to be picking up another foul? Made contact as they were fighting for the ball.
And this will be bonus free throws here, if I'm not mistaken, here for Hanover Horton. So Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws for Braylon Sales. Could push the lead out to 9 if he makes both with 1.3 seconds left in the first. First free throw in, his first point. See if he can get the second one as well. And he does not. Rebound, full court heave, Cook, and into the student section. That'll do it for the first quarter. 20-12. This one's been fun so far. Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. Second quarter is next. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got high school playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org. to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second quarter for our second district semifinal game this evening. Hanover Horton leading 20-12 over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Grass Lake first possession of the quarter. Bryant Cook at the top of the key gives it over for Jacob Collins, met by Bialy. And Lape gets the pass, is fouled immediately by Braylon Sales. And a technical foul on Sales.
Oh, wow. Hey, you got to keep your head about you. You got to keep your head about you. As not only are you going to give them the two freebies at the line, and now they're going to get the possession afterwards. And they're talking about this. There could be a little something afterwards.
Well, and your team is playing well, good on both sides of the floor, up 20-12. Something like this can easily swing the momentum back in Grass Lake's favor.
Right.
So not what you want. So, yeah, he committed the foul and then committed the technical foul. So, Braden Lape at the line for two. And as you mentioned, they keep the possession on top of this. First of two, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, and he got it.
A Hanover Horton student body is getting a solo show from Braden Lape right now.
Getting the solo performance. Just know, a basketball instead of a microphone.
Right, right.
That student body all dressed in red. Braden Lape's second free throw good, and he makes both.
Except for the one dude right in the middle who's all white. Everybody else over there, he must not have got the memo.
Well, I think they're going for a bit of a mascot thing, but he doesn't have the mask portion of it. Well, regardless, Grass Lake moving the ball around the perimeter, trailing by 6 now. Down low for Lape, takes a dribble off the glass. No. Rebound loose, and it's muscled away by Soper. Hanover Horton now up the floor. Pass fake in the corner. Russ keeps it. Fires a three and makes the three.
That fake just moved everybody on defense a step away. He made himself get so wide open just with a fundamental ball fake.
23-14 now for Hanover Horton, their large lead. Into the corner. Nate Pettit on for the first time at the free throw line. Cook with the jumper.
Great awareness of where your open man is. I mean, that ball is moving all over the place. You just found the open guy right there at the elbow. Free throw line extended, able to just get it to him wide open, and he drained it.
Timeout call on the floor, 23-16. Hanover Horton leading over Grass Lake. We're going to leave it right here. Give a shout to some of our sponsors, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, that's with a B, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Will Be Transit Mix. So, again, it's pretty close, but Hanover Horton, they've just, it seems like offensively, Grass Lake has, they need to find something to slow them down.
It just feels, I mean, it's close. The game's certainly not over by any stretch of the imagination, but it just, it feels like things have been more of a struggle for Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. They've just, they've been able to be disruptive on defense, and they've been able to run their offense and get the looks that they want. It just feels like things are kind of going Hanover Horton's way this early in the contest.
They get the ball out of the timeout. Soper beneath the basket scores, but it won't count. He was fouled before the shot. It's going to be called on Braden Lape, I believe. No, it's Collins, his second.
Yeah, first one here in the second for him.
Inbounding now back into the corner for Bialy. And he'll guide traffic now near half court. Back over for Wallbaum on the left and for Bialy on the right. Hesitates, fires a three off the mark. Rebound loose, and it'll be a jump ball called between Russ and Cook. It'll stay with Hanover Horton.
Well, the two officials wanted to talk about it before they called the jump ball on that one. It was a skosh of aggression between the two players on that.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now inbounding on the left side of the basket. Pass nearly deflected away. Pettit, but it's going to be grabbed by Soper. Fires a deep three. Too strong. Rebound for Lape. Here comes Grasslake up the floor. Lape gets it back. Back and forth with Vitale. Now on the corner for Cook. Down low for Lape. Double team. Muscles it up. No. Doesn't get the foul. Rebound loose. And Hanover Horton comes away with it.
A little bit of a volleyball match. They're trying to get that rebound.
And now the foul again on the other end called before the shot. I believe it's another one on Collins, which should be his third. No, it's going to be on Nate Pettit, his first.
Okay. It's like they both had kind of walked away from the area after the foul, so I wasn't exactly sure who that was going to be called on.
Inbounding on the right side of the basket, now into the corner for Russ. Back for Soper, splits the defense, lost it, goes back up with it, shot no, but he is fouled. Two more free throws for Soper.
Challenging him down low has been, we've seen rare threes. A lot of the game has been down low for this Hanover Horton team.
And just really, really physical as well. Drawing the fouls, and we mentioned maybe they heard our pregame show as well in the aspect of, you know, with how thin of a rotation Grass Lake runs, trying to get their guys in foul trouble.
Yeah, they definitely brought up some JV guys.
Both free throws in for Soper with the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Another 9-point lead for Hanover Horton, matching their large lead of the night. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Back outside, Vitale, three, too strong. Rebound tipped away. Cook, while falling, able to shuffle it outside.
That's what you want to see. You want to see that hard work and dedication and scrappiness on both sides of the floor.
Second possession right here because of Cook's hustle. Now into the near corner, back outside for Vitale. Lape has it at the top of the key. Pump fake on the three, doesn't pull. Takes a dribble, dish down low, intercepted by Russ.
Tried to squeeze it in there to his cutting man.
And now he loses the dribble. It's picked up by Pettit. Three on one the other way. Pettit stops and pulls it back outside. They're going to slow it down. Couldn't take advantage of that three on one. Now Collins back outside for Cook.
Just work your offense and wait for that that defensive breakdown.
Vitale shoots the open three and he drains it.
Or just shoot the three off the dribble. That's fine. That'll work.
Trims the deficit down to six. Hanover Horton the other way. Wallbaum layup, no, and a foul called on the rebound. It's against the Comets.
Waiting to see they're calling the foul on.
Yeah. That one's going to be on Soper or Bialy. Soper, his second. Okay. Right. That might have been potentially the fourth on Bialy. But it's on Soper.
Bialy settled down since he's gotten his third.
They've needed him to as well. They don't
yeah, you
need
that
scorer.
You need that stroke out here for sure.
25-19 lead for Hanover Horton, Grass Lake. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Beltran back up top. Vitale. Pass fake in. Pulls up inside the lane. Shot off and he traveled.
Yeah. I know. It's like the look of disbelief. We've seen it several times tonight. But, I mean, every time that's happened, it's been the right call. He took two or three extra steps there.
Full court pressure here. It's beaten by Hanover Horton in the corner for Russ. Floater on the baseline, off the mark. Rebound Soper, put back no, and he is hammered from behind by Lape and will go back to the free throw line. That is the second on Lape.
Again, good awareness there for Soper. He actually kind of looked around to see if there was a body there. Again, head fake, got him in the air, jumped into him.
When he knows, especially with a player of his caliber, they're going to definitely try to contest him. Knows they're going to be in the air as he makes the first of two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
Well, he got the ball down low. He could have gone right back up with it, but he waited to be covered.
Makes both. He's got 9, and Hanover Horton leads by 8, trying to keep this cushion against Grass Lake. As they move the ball around the perimeter, Collins up top for Bryant Cook. 4 minutes left in the first half. Beltran at the top, through the lane, crafty layup, off the mark. Cook fighting for the rebound. It comes down to Walbaum.
Didn't work out for him, but that was a slick move to split the defense to make his way to the hoop.
Now Hanover Horton with J.J. Russ back outside for Luke Soper near half court. He's guarded by Lape, crosses him through the lane, goes up with it, blocked by Lape. And it's lost away. Stolen by Bialy. Another try here for Grass. Make it Hanover Horton. Soper in the corner, swings it back outside. Walbaum, head fake. He's trapped up top for Russ, pump fake. And Hanover Horton's going to slow it down. Walbaum goes near half court for Bialy. Guarded by Collins. And back over for J.J. Russ on the left. Up top for Soper. Guarded by Lape. Jab step. Pump fake. Doesn't take the three. Through the lane. Stops at the elbow. Back out to the left side for Russ. Driving through the lane. Hammered. And he will get two free throws.
Yeah, it was number 32, Bryant Cook, who just came in like he was on the SWAT team.
Now he's got two fouls. A couple guys for Grass Lake playing with two fouls. Beltran, Lape, Collins, and Cook. So basically the whole starting lineup starting to rack up those fouls.
These guys are all going to be playing with four fouls come the fourth quarter.
Two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws for J.J. Russ so far with 4 points, and he does not make the first one. Bit of a bad miss, too, getting some groans from that Grass Lake crowd.
It's a very quiet Grass Lake crowd.
To be fair, I think any crowd would be quiet in comparison to this Hanover Horton crowd, specifically the student section.
They haven't sat once.
No, they've been standing the whole game.
Oh, no. If I pay for that seat, I'm going to use it.
All right. One more free throw up for Russ, and he got the second one. Splits him. Brady Tamblyn on the floor for Hanover Horton the first time of the game. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes left in the first half. Hanover Horton matching their large lead once more by 9 over Grass Lake. Vitale on the right gives it back up top for Collins. And now another handoff for Lape. Cuts through the lane, drives through, one-handed layup. Could have jammed it in.
Yeah, just a nice little move right around the defender. Used his quickness and his height to get that one in.
And a turnover by Hanover Horton. A bad pass by Soper trying to find Walbaum in the corner.
You went right through his hands. He almost made it to the garbage can.
He almost made the basket somewhere.
Yeah.
2:20 left in the first half. It's a 7-point Comet lead. Grass Lake ball up top. Collins fires the three. That's banked in over Soper on a good contest.
Hey, you know what? Slop counts. Slop counts in this game. You don't ever want to bank in a three.
And it counts even though he didn't call it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Through the lane, Bialy layup. No, he thought he was fouled. You can hear him kind of grunt on his way up. But just like that, Hanover Horton, their lead trimmed to just 4 points, 150 to go in the first half.
Grass Lake just kind of settled down. They're being a little more patient on offense.
Beltran cut off, now back outside. Collins three, couldn't get two in a row, and it's rebounded by Tamblyn.
And it feels like Hanover Horton has lost some of that intensity that they came out with in the first quarter.
Now with the free throw line, spin move, fall away, blocked away by Collins.
Just stuck with his man that Collins was guarding, just stuck right with him. And when he went up, and they just met the ball in the middle as they were at the height of their jump.
Inbounding on the right side of the basket. Back outside, Soper three, rattles in.
Just so quick and easy with that release. Able to get it, just goes right up with it and find its way home.
Gives Hanover Horton a 7-point lead now. 65 seconds left in the first half. Braden Lape up top, guarded by Soper. Good individual matchup here. Through the lane, floater on the baseline, too strong, and it's rebounded by Hole. And Hanover Horton losing it out of bounds. Oh, it was last touch by Lape out of bounds. He does not like that call.
Yeah, there's a little bit of frustration on both sides of the ball right now.
Yeah, both teams wanting their calls. But, I mean, hey, it's been very well officiated in this one. Very
it's been
even.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's a good balance of letting them play.
You say that and they call the on-ball foul there on Pettit. That little bit of contact. Now that's going to put Hanover Horton at the line in the bonus.
For the most part, they're letting them play.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Well, and both teams have gotten away with some contact, mm-hmm. and both teams have maybe had a ticky-tack foul called on them. Yeah, it doesn't matter how the officiating is as long as it's consistent for both teams.
Yeah, it's been fair.
Yeah. And Bialy makes the first of two free throws. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws as Bryant Cook into the game for Pettit. One more try at the line for Bialy. A game-high 13 points. Now 14.
Boy, he has this kind of impact as a sophomore. Just imagine where this team's going to be in a year or two.
Yeah, no kidding. Him leading the way. 9-point lead for Hanover Horton. We got a technical foul now.
Norris got a call on him.
Wow, and now Luke Soper going to the line for two. They are not hesitating with the technicals tonight across both these games. That is the third technical foul.
That's the second tee we've seen tonight where I'd really like to get an explanation.
And Coach Norris still having an extended chat with the official on the far sideline. Luke Soper at the line for two. First one off. And he'll get one more try.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, we're up here in the luxury skybox. So we don't get a chance to hear or see.
We don't get that courtside spot.
Soper did make the second, by the way. Sorry about that. I jumped on your call.
That is okay. Hey, when we're talking from the luxury skybox.
We're still not getting our variety of meats and cheeses. And
we don't have our charcuterie board up here.
I had to bring in my own high-quality H2O.
Was it Tri-County water?
It is Tri-County water. That's good water.
Maybe that's what they're putting in the water over at Spring Arbor. You keep mentioning for Lumen Christi. What are they putting in the water over there? Maybe it's just simply Tri-County water.
It's not too far for Tri-County water to make that delivery there.
So one of two at the line for Luke Soper. And Hanover Horton with the ball, and it's stolen away on the floor by Vitaly. And now a whistle. Don't even know. Oh, over and back by Vitaly. He dove on the floor right at the midcourt, and he kind of shuffled. He did shuffle it back, but interesting spot.
But you have to have definitive possession on one side, and it didn't happen. They were still kind of fighting on it. It slid over that way. Well,
I want a steal by Vitali, one-on-one the other way. Oh, a big-time foul committed.
It's intentional.
By Sales, yeah, going for that block. He took a hard tumble into the stands.
Ref called it an intentional foul, so he's going to be able to shoot these all by himself at the line.
Yeah, wow, but boy, he was hammered.
He was hammered, but...
So Sales, that'll be his second foul. The officials.
That's three calls in a row that have all been kind of questionable from that one official. It's not an easy job. I want to try to get him the benefit of the doubt, but it's, like I said, three calls in a row that all been, really?
Yeah.
From that one official.
20 seconds left in the first half. Hanover Horton leads by 10, 34-24 over Grass Lake. And you are right. It looks like they are going to give Vitali these two free throws just all alone. Nobody else around the key. The official's still chatting this one over. This one to Vitali.
And I didn't see who that one was on.
I think it was on Sales. Okay. Since he was the, yeah, Sales is second. Whole lot of figuring out what's going on here in the home of the Comets. So Sal Vitali at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First one's off. Shooting into that student section.
And Norris over there still commanding quite a bit of time from the head official here tonight.
Second free throw in. And Grass Lake will hold on to the possession. Inbounding on the right side of the basket, trailing by nine. They got 20 seconds to get a quality look here. Inbound to Lape on the block. Takes a dribble, spins, fall away on the lane, and he got it.
Nice move. Wasn't an easy shot for him, but able to get around the defender, get it in.
Now trailing by seven, 10 seconds left in the first half. Hanover Horton in the front court with Luke Soper. Stops at the top of the key. Now back over, down low on the cut. Bialy pump fake beneath his basket, and he scores just ahead of the buzzer.
Like I said, he's the littlest guy out there, but he just he's able to Houdini his way into those shots underneath and figure out how to get it in.
Just incredible first half for Brody Bialy, Luke Soper, and the rest of the Hanover Horton Comets. 36-27 lead over the Grass Lake Warriors. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have the Hanover Horton Schools halftime report right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. that simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are now at the Hanover Horton School's halftime report here at Hanover Horton. 36-27 lead for the Comets over the Grass Lake Warriors. And, wow, that was a very fun first half, but Hanover Horton, they definitely look like they've taken that next step over this Grass Lake team between, you know, now and December.
It's lived up to expectations the game has so far tonight. We knew Grass Lake was good. We also had kind of a look at Hanover Horton earlier in the week against Vandy. You know, not quite a fair matchup, so... But we kind of thought that they were going to come out, especially being at home. And it's kind of like we got the game that we thought we were going to have tonight.
Yeah, and both these teams having their moments, but Hanover Horton just offensively, Grass Lake really hasn't been able to do much to disrupt them. Whereas, you know, Grass Lake, we've seen them go through some of these spells. They're turning the ball over, and they're not really getting good looks. And Hanover Horton just... They went up by 8 at the end of the first quarter, and they did a good job just able to keep that cushion with them. Shoot, at this point, that's what Hanover Horton needs to do. Just play even, at least, with Grass Lake the rest of the way. Don't let Grass Lake start to chip away at the deficit. They were able to cut it down to 4 a little bit there, winding down the first half, but Hanover Horton... Boom, boom, couple quick shots right back into that cushion, up 9.
It felt like Grass Lake was just starting to finally get the rhythm going. It just felt off for like the first quarter and a good chunk of the second. It just felt off for Grass Lake. They started to find a little rhythm. Lape was able to make some things happen down low. They were able to get a couple threes going. So, but then, like you said, Hanover Horton just shut that down. And I love how they're challenging the big guys down low. Everybody is challenging Grass Lake down low. But I don't think they have more than 2 fouls. I don't think there's anybody there with 3 at the moment, if I remember correctly.
Hanover Horton, again, we think 3 for Bialy. Couldn't clearly hear the PA announcer here at the time, but I believe Bialy has 3. We got 2 each for Soper and Sales. But, yeah, otherwise...
Grass Lake only, I think they just get 2 across the board for their guys.
So. Yeah, they don't have anybody with 3. So, but yeah, it's just been tough for Grass Lake to really consistently get in a rhythm. And as you mentioned, once they get into an offensive rhythm, Hanover Horton, they just, you know, come right back. And as soon as they miss 1 or 2 shots, that's when Hanover Horton strikes. They make 1 or 2 shots. So Hanover Horton, I've just been really impressed. And we just kind of had that feeling coming in with what we've seen from them recently, dominating against Michigan Center in the Cascades crossover, and then just completely walking all over Vandercook Lake on Monday. You know, you just kind of had that feeling that Hanover Horton, they're playing with a lot of momentum right now. They're clicking as a team. They're deep. And that's just the one thing that, unfortunately, Grass Lake does not have is that depth.
Right. No, Grass Lake doesn't have that depth. Even though, you know, the perception is right now they have more guys.
Yeah.
There's not one guy on that bench right now that's kind of broken a sweat. They stuck with their – I don't think they made any substitutions. It feels like they stuck with their starting 5. Maybe they brought in a 6th.
They brought in Nate Pettit a few times. Okay. But, yeah, that was kind of it, just that 6-man rotation. So, and that's what we've seen from them all year, but –
And speaking of elsewhere in the Cascades, Chelsea is on top of Columbia at the half there, 23-18.
And that's going to be a pretty interesting one. We just saw Western dominate Michigan Center.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be it. No matter who comes out of this game, that's going to be a very interesting district championship on Friday. That coverage will be at 7 o'clock on WKHM 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Of course, this one will have coverage of this district. Rest of the game tonight, of course, and then on Friday, 7 o'clock. Winner of this game will take on Lumen Christi. From what we've seen from either of these teams, again, it's going to be a pretty fun matchup with especially what we saw from Lumen, just sheer domination tonight.
Oh, boy, yeah. What Lumen has brought, just the 2 times that we have seen them,
yeah,
they're going to be a tough contest for pretty much anybody. No matter who they face in the hardwood, it's going to be a tough contest. But, yeah, both these teams, I mean, we're in a dogfight here tonight. And this has been some really fun, thrilling, exciting basketball. Is it going to be the poise and experience of the seniors on this Grass Lake team? Or is it going to be the depth and the scrappiness of this Hanover Horton squad? Which one's going to tip the balance here the rest of the way?
I couldn't have summed it up much better myself, quite frankly.
And I'm not sure what adjustments you make.
Yeah.
What adjustments do you make? They're both playing good ball here tonight.
And, yeah, and Hanover Horton just, I think that's the key for Grass Lake. They need to make some sort of defensive adjustment. Berti Biali's doing whatever he wants inside, outside. Luke Soper, he started to really rack up the points there in the second quarter. So, as a matter of fact, let's just do a breakdown here of the points. Biali leading the way with 16 points, leading all scorers. Luke Soper with 13, J.J. Russ with 5, one each for John Walbaum and Braylon Sales. Meanwhile, on the other side, Grass Lake, Braden Lape, as always, getting the job done offensively, 14 points. We got 6 for Jacob Collins, 4 for Sal Vitale, 2 for Bryant Cook, and 1 for Carmine Beltran. So I think it's just the defensive adjustments that Grass Lake needs to make. But as of right now, Hanover Horton in the driver's seat, and it's on Grass Lake now to they got to try to change the dynamic of this game, because Hanover Horton, it seems like they're in a good spot right now at halftime. Of course, 9 points, not that big of a lead in the grand scheme of things. Certainly, you know, a comeback can be made by Grass Lake. It's certainly not over, but they need to get stops.
Well, I mean, Grass Lake's got guys who can play anywhere on the floor. You know,
yeah.
They really can. So does Hanover Horton, but, I mean, when you're looking at Grass Lake, and you got Lape, who can play anywhere on the floor. Collins, Cook. Vitale's more of a point guy, but still, they've got those three big guys that can beat you down low. They can beat you up high. They're quick. I mean, they can catch you anywhere on D. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. And this is a Grass Lake team that's been able to overcome adversity. We saw it in the championship game. We know that they can overcome adversity. Yeah, any one of those guys, if they get streaky on the three, we're in a totally different game. We're in a totally different game. So this is going to be fun to see. The second half, I think it's too early in the postseason to use the word epic, but we're going to have a really good second half.
I have that feeling as well. So we're going to step aside for just a quick moment. That'll do it for the Hanover Horton School's halftime report. 36-27 lead for Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter now underway from Hanover Horton. As the Comets leading 36-27 over Grass Lake, as we got a foul early here on Channing Hole, his second for Hanover Horton.
Lape ended up being double teamed down low, and Hole was the one who kind of got called getting his hands in the cookie jar.
Lape gets the inbound in the near corner as Grass Lake going from right to left on your radio dial in the second half as Lape takes it to the hoop and lays it up and in.
Nice move by Lape, just using two dribbles and his speed to get around the defender right to the hole.
Cuts the deficit down to 7. Soper the other end, layup, that's off the mark, and a big rebound muscle down by Lape.
Yeah, Soper trying to go tick for tat with Lape on that one, and Lape winning on the defensive end.
Now outside, Collins left alone for 3. Can't make him pay. It's too strong.
Soper getting the rebound there and is now pushing it up the court.
1 minute into the Lomar Machine and Tool third. 36-29 lead for Hanover Horton with the ball. On the right for Hole. Gets the screen from Soper. Shuffles it off for J.J. Russ. Cut off by Cook at the top of the key. Now for Berti Biali. First half leading scorer, stopped at the free throw line. Picks it up now, dishes it off to Soper on the right. Now dribbles, fires the deep three, and he drains it over Lape.
Just so quick and easy, just nonchalant, and just picked up his dribble and nice little left-handed stroke on that. We're getting a nice Lape-Soper duel here in the second half.
Reminiscent of the Lape-Sanders duel we got in the Cascades Conference Championship just under 2 weeks ago. Now Lape trying to answer on the left wing. That one's short. Trying to follow his rebound, and it's picked up by Bialy in a Grass Lake foul.
Yeah, it was number 10, Beltran, who kind of lost his footing and then tangled up Bialy's feet. Bialy's kind of hoping that one wasn't called. He was on a nice, fast break.
Yeah. And we got a substitution, John Wallbaum, into the game for Hanover Horton. And the Comets leading by 10, matching their large lead of the game. 2 minutes into the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter.
Soper missed Bialy there. A quick pass. He would have had a nice direct pass to the lane. Lane to the hoop.
Soper bounce pass to the left. Jack Wooster. Soper gets it back. Straightaway three. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped out. And Grasslake can't save it, as, oh my goodness, we had Jacob Collins just diving over the bench of Hanover Horton to try to save it. Unsuccessful, of course, but nice hustle all the same.
Yo, that's what you want to see in your guys. You want to see that no-quit grit.
Hanover Horton inbounding on the far sideline. Bounce pass into Soper on the left. He's guarded by Lape and dribbles to the top of the key. Back to the right side with Wooster and then Russ in the corner. Couple jab steps, drives on the corner. Back outside for Wallbaum on the left wing. Hanover Horton moving the ball around the perimeter. Wooster straightaway three. That's short, and Cook gets the rebound.
Just a little bit off of that rim, and now Grasslake is pushing.
Beltran cut off on the baseline, pulls it back outside, trapped, able to get it back outside to Lape, and then Vitaly near half court.
That's dangerous. You don't want to pick up that ball down that corner.
Able to get it quickly out of trouble. Vitaly around the defender, stops inside, back outside to Beltran. Around the perimeter, back outside for Lape. Dribbles up through the lane, spin move, and he has it stripped out of bounds by Wooster. It stays with Grasslake.
Yeah, Lape just kind of lost the handle on the ball, but somehow found its way off of Soper.
Inbounding on the left side of the basket. Lape turns on the Jets, goes around the defender, and he is fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Our sign kind of seeing like a reverse role here. You have Grasslake challenging underneath against Hanover Horton. I mean, this is the story we saw in the first half going the other way.
Going to be the first on J.J. Russ, and Lape at the line for two so far with 16 points, and he makes the first free throw. Free throws brought to you by Aspen Heating and Cooling. I'd like to give a shout out to Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Making tonight's coverage possible is the second free throw off. Lape gets his own rebound, though.
Got to get a body on him, even the shooter.
Lape will get it back, drives through the lane, reverse layup off the mark, rebounded by Wooster.
That was a nice little move by Lape, but just a little off the mark.
4:30 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. 9-point lead for Hanover Horton. J.J. Russ has it on the left wing, takes a couple dribbles. Now through the lane for Soper. Dodgy pass, it's lost, and a foul committed by the Warriors.
It looks like they're calling that on Collins.
It'll be on Collins' third.
All right, so they're starting to get out there in foul numbers now.
Inbound to Soper on the baseline. Backing down Lape will go back outside to the corner. And now to the perimeter, J.J. Russ on the right. Back outside left wing Soper. Pump fake three. Pulls up at the free throw line. And he got it.
Nice little move. Takes that, dribbles, takes that jab step in, kind of backs up, makes his own space. Wide open little jumper for him.
That was kind of like a Kevin Durant score. Way he pulled up like that as we got a foul inside. Wooster fouling Lape.
No, we're not to the shooting fouls just yet.
Now inbound in the baseline. Collins fouled on the reverse layup, and he'll get two free throws.
Is that going to be on?
J.J. Russ again.
See, I thought it was going to be on by.
Yeah, it was close.
It was close.
He was
right
in the
there.
Area. He could have had his fourth. 11-point lead for Hanover Horton, their largest of the game, before the free throw made by Jacob Collins. Aspen Heating and Air Conditioning, Aspen 1 hour free throws.
Coach yelling in to make sure everybody boxes out.
Second free throw, no. Rebound down to Cook, and then he travels.
Oh. Well, he was tied up. Yeah, the two are right there tied up. It's going to make a little disruption. Sorry, I got distracted by the Grass Lake student body giving an earful down there.
3:40 left in the third quarter, and a bad pass intercepted by Grass Lake. One-on-one. Lape the other way. Layup. Nobody is fouled by Jack Wooster. Wow, Cook almost landing on him, laying beneath the basket, but Lape is going to get two free throws.
Dangerous foul for Wooster. He put his body in a not safe position. First going up against the bigger Lape, and then almost being the victim of gravity there.
Braden Lape leading Grass Lake with 17 points. And makes the first of two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Braylon Sales into the game, replacing Jack Wooster for the Comets. One more free throw on the way for Lape. And he got both. He's got 19 points. Full court press from Grass Lake. And it's tipped away. Nearly stolen by the tip from Vitali, but it just goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Grass Lake has been playing this scrappy defense, and now they've transitioned that to the full court press. They've really been able to disrupt some of these passing lanes for Hanover Horton.
Now a foul in the backcourt on Jacob Collins. That's his fourth. Ooh. That's going to be trouble, and he's going to be replaced by Nate Pettit.
And Pettit saw a little bit of time in the first half. Now Coach Norris has his 6-7 guys that he likes to play.
Now they've exhausted their rotation as Salvatale steal on the ball. Dribbles into the front court, but the defense recovering quickly.
It's good quick hands for Vitali.
Now through the lane, Beltran. Nice layup through the lane.
Nice, good, strong move there. Cut to the basket and just forcing it over the defender.
Full court pressure again by the Warriors, and a timeout's going to be called by Hanover Horton. 41-35, Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. 3:04 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
6-point lead, Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. Hanover Horton ball out of the timeout into the backcourt. Half-court pressure from Grass Lake. As Braylon Sales moves the ball up the floor to the left quarter for John Walbaum. Gets the screen, dribbles near half-court. Now hesitates, cross over to the left. Euro step through the lane and couldn't finish the nice layup.
Yeah, that was a nice move to get to the hoop. Just couldn't get that one home. Nice footwork.
Now Grasslake into the front court with Braden Lape. Stops now, guarded by Birdie Bialy. Screen on the right from Cook. Back over for Beltran. Drives, kicks into the corner for Vitaly. And looking back outside, but it's tipped out of bounds by Sales.
Grasslake, they're trying to use that good ball movement to create space, trying to break down that defense and find the open guy. They're just being a little more patient on offense, it feels like, this time.
Inbound for Beltran, back over for Vitaly. Beltran again, back into the corner for Cook. Looking for Lape down low, gets it to him in the corner. Guarded by Russ, jab, step, step back, doesn't pull it, back outside for Cook. 2:05 left in the third. Grasslake trails by six, trying to cut into that deficit even further. Into Lape in the corner. Couple jab, step, back outside for Cook, being very patient are the Warriors. Vitaly takes the screen, drives through the lane. He's cut off by Sales, and now back near half court for Beltran. Drives through. Back to the near side corner for Pettit. Back outside, Beltran, three, off the mark. Rebound tipped away. Hanover Horton has it. Oh, and a foul called on Grasslake in the backcourt.
Wow. They had the double team down there, too.
And a pass that hit the side of the backboard, too.
They had him pinned on the baseline. You just put your hands up. Make life difficult for him.
The third foul on Nate Pettit off the bench as well. Now up the floor quickly, and it's stolen away on the Grasslake full court press. Grasslake into the front court. 90 seconds left in the third, still trailing by six to Hanover Horton. Cook gets the screen from Lape, back over for Pettit. Cut off on the baseline, and he has it nearly stolen. Oh, it is out of bounds, last touch by Grasslake. It's going to be a turnover forced by Walbaum.
Wow. Yeah, we're seeing some good defense. We're seeing some good defense here in the second half.
Both teams on a little bit of a scoring drought here. Mm-hmm. Defense tightening up on both sides. Now into the front court. Ripped away by Lape. All alone and a two and a jam. Boom, shakalaka.
Hey, they called the tech on him. They just teed him up because he hung on the rim. He had Bialy underneath him. He couldn't let go, or else he would have fallen on Bialy. He tried to make that case to the official, but they teed him up. They're talking about it right now.
Yeah, that wow. They're still going to get it to him. The technical. Wow. Yeah. See, and he's bringing up that point
right
to the official that the defender was underneath him. If he let go, he would have landed on him, and that would have been a dangerous situation, not only
right
for Bialy beneath him, but himself could cause an awkward landing. We've seen guys get hurt landing in situations like that.
You're not supposed to hang on the rim like that, but you're allowed. They give you a little leeway if you're going to be putting yourself or another player in harm's way.
And Soper on the other end shooting the technical free throws. He misses the first one, and the second one comes up empty with the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws.
Now, with that being a T, does that count? So that gives them three fouls then, right?
I don't think they count it for the team fouls, but
okay,
both teams are in the bonus regardless. And Hanover Horton does keep the possession. So Braden Lape still with just two fouls.
Okay.
Bialy has it, stopped, now through the lane. Tough shot over Cook.
He faked right with the cut back left, went right down the middle of the key and put it up for two.
He's got 18. Grasslake trailing by six again. Corner three, Cook too strong. Rebound loose, it comes down to Russ. Trapped in the backcourt. Hanover Horton able to get it up the floor. Now a mini three-on-three. Soper to the basket, floater no. And a foul on the rebound on Pettit.
Yeah, Bialy going up there, littlest guy at the floor, going up for the rebound and got hammered. Also, Soper, right before that, tried to make the shot. There was a little contact there, too.
51 seconds left in the third quarter.
That's four on Pettit.
Yeah.
There's a conversation at the table, too, about what's going on.
Yeah, Jacob Collins with four fouls, and now his replacement off the bench has four fouls. So both teams I mentioned in the bonus. Brody Bialy now at the line for two in the bonus. 43-37, Hanover Horton leads over Grass Lake in this Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. And he makes the first one.
End of the week. When Bialy's writing his thank you cards out, he better send one to Braden Lape for not flattening him at the end of that dunk.
No kidding. Second free throw. No, it's in and out. 7-point Hanover Horton lead. Grass Lake moving the ball up the floor. They did not initially start the clock. So they blew the whistle.
There was a clock issue on Monday, too.
Yeah, just a lapse. At some point in the game, so they took 2 seconds off the clock. Now 49.7 to go in the third.
Yeah, those seconds are premium right now.
Grass Lake inbounding on the far sideline into Vitale, into the front court. Back for Beltran. Into the side for Cook. Back outside for Vitale. Looking for Lape down low, but Hanover Horton trying to shield away from him. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Beltran now guarded by Bialy back outside. Lape on the right wing. Faces up against Wahlbaum, and Grass Lake might just hold on to it now for the rest of the quarter. 22 seconds left now. Lape just hanging there near half court. Hanover Horton's crowd trying to get a clock count off to try to have him force it up. 13 seconds left. Goes off to the right into the corner against Wahlbaum. Crosses him over through the lane. Now into the near corner. Three-pointer, Pettit. Too short. Rebound loose. 3 seconds left still. Beltran has it, and a jump ball called or a timeout. They blew the whistle before the quarter ended. What do we got here? Looked to me like a jump ball. Officials meeting again. See what's going on. We've had that happen several times here. I don't know if they'll just call at the end of the quarter or what.
So Braden Lape just kept the ball all to himself over on the far side, drove to the lane. Everybody and their brother crashes down on him to defend him and finds his open guy over here in the corner. Unfortunately, he missed the three, but just it kind of gives you an example of the type of attention that Lape commands.
So the official meeting with the scorers table, and both teams still waiting. Looks like they did add some time on the clock for the third quarter.
Oh, they got 15 seconds on the clock. That can't be right.
That, to me, there should only be at most maybe 3 seconds. But according to the possession arrow, if it was a jump ball called, it would be Hanover Horton ball. But the other possibility is maybe it was a timeout called.
They're ticking some time off here.
Yeah, they're bleeding the clock. Okay. Wow.
1.3, huh? Okay.
So they did actually say that there was a timeout on the floor. So Grass Lake holding on to the possession. They have time for a catch and shoot to end the third quarter. It'll be Zach Buttigieg in for the first time.
Wow.
Inbounding on the left side of the basket. Inbound to Lape outside. Back to Buttigieg in the corner. Three-pointer off the mark. Nice execution, but couldn't finish that shot.
That was a design play. You could tell from the execution there. Get it to Lape. He commands it. Buttigieg scoots out here to the corner for the three. Just couldn't drain it.
That'll do it for the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Fourth quarter next. Hanover Horton leading by 7 over Grass Lake in the district semifinals. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Big fourth quarter here in the district semifinal. Hanover Horton leads 44-37 over the Grass Lake Warriors. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here on 95.9 The Power Cow. And we mentioned Hanover Horton just needs to pretty much play even with Grass Lake the rest of the way. Led by 8 after the first quarter, outscored them by 1 in the second quarter, and then Grass Lake came back with a 10-8 third quarter. So, again, that plays in Hanover Horton's favor as Grass Lake, again, really not gaining much ground.
No, they're not. They just, yeah, again, like you said, keep pace. But, you know, we've seen this Hanover Horton, I'm sorry, this Grass Lake team overcome some adversity. And these are two really close, evenly matched teams.
Yeah, and Grass Lake hasn't really been in a hole like this really all season, as we got a foul on the first possession here for Hanover Horton. It's going to be against Grass Lake.
Looks like it's going to be on Collins.
Oh, Jacob Collins, he's done. That was his fifth personal foul.
Oh, wow.
Immediately comes back in. He sat pretty much the whole third quarter with four fouls and comes in immediately, quick foul. He is done. And his replacement for the whole quarter, Nate Pettit, he is also with four fouls.
Well, this is what we talked about. They've got like 12 guys sitting on the bench. They play six or seven. Throughout the regular season, they only suited nine. So, yeah, get them in foul trouble. Getting them in foul trouble is going to play into the hands of Hanover Horton.
Just into the fourth quarter here, 44-37 lead for Hanover Horton, still with the ball. Up top with J.J. Russ, drives on the right, shuffles it back outside for Bialy. Guarded by Beltran. Couple dribbles, half spin at the top of the key, to the left, bounce pass over to Luke Soper. Student section getting into it, rallying their Comets. Guarded by Lape, one-on-one with Soper. Hand off for Russ.
They're just taking their time on offense. They're definitely, they're not playing keep away. They're just not in a hurry.
Yeah, no hurry by any means. Through the lane, Soper, tough shot, muscles it up. No, and he's fouled.
That's on, is that on Vitali?
Might be on Lape as well. We'll see. It is on Vitali.
That's going to give him four, isn't it? Three or four?
That's his second only.
Oh, he's second. Okay.
So Beltran has three. Nate Pettit has four. Two each for Vitali, Lape, and Cook. And then Jacob Collins with five. He fouled out. First of two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Soper makes the first. He's got one more. And he makes both. Make it an even 20 points for Luke Soper. He does that in his sleep. 9-point lead for Hanover Horton, where they've led basically all game. Grass Lake moving the ball around the perimeter. Cook now on the right block for Lape. Back outside Beltran. Drives through the lane. Tough shot, fouled by Channing Hall. And now Beltran at the line for two.
Yeah, Channing Hall just... Yeah, his nickname should be Jim Duggan, because that was a good old-fashioned hack. That was, which happens. Which happens. Don't want to single him out like that, but that's what it was.
Ooh, and he missed the free throw. Grass Lake does not need these missed free throws.
No, when you get the opportunity for the freebie, you got to take advantage of it when you're down like this.
He has one more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. Misses them both. That's the second time he's missed both at the line this evening. Definitely those add up.
Let's watch. They're just going to take their time here.
Hanover Horton leads by 9, about 90 seconds into the fourth quarter at the free throw line for Soper. Backing down Beltran. Fall away shot. Couldn't get it. Rebound tip down to Pettit.
Now, if you're Soper, you got to take that shot, especially when you have the mismatch, you know, your height against Beltran.
Moving the ball around the perimeter. Beltran has it on the left, back outside for Vitali. Now to the near side for Cook, on the baseline for Lape. Lobbing it up top for Vitali. Hesitates, jab steps, steps in for the three. Too strong. Lape the rebound, dribbles, puts it back up. Yes! Oh, they got an offensive foul against Sales in position. Did they get the and one? He motioned the other way for the offensive foul. Looks like they got it. Okay, it's an and one instead.
Okay.
the wrong direction by the official.
Yeah, yeah. That was
he motioned it like that, an offensive foul.
Either way, at the end of the night, they got the call. They got the call right.
That is true.
They got the call right.
So a Hanover Horn foul.
Yeah, Sales was all excited getting up off the floor, but no, he didn't. He hit the charge.
Official
on that one.
Threw me off too. Yeah. So hey, I don't blame him. So an and one here for Braden Lape, and he makes the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw for point number 24, and a timeout called on the floor. Hanover Horton lead cut down to 6 points with 6 minutes left in the game. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
6 minutes left. 6-point lead, Hanover Horton with the ball over Grass Lake in the district semifinals. Winner plays Lumen Christie tomorrow. Hanover Horton up the four, pass tipped out of bounds by Grass Lake.
That is a good defensive move right there to get in the way and just trying to disrupt whatever it is Grass Lake wants to do. You got a full court press going on him right now.
Into the backcourt for Brody Bialy. Again, he picked up 3 fouls in the first quarter and hasn't picked up any more since.
Smart ball.
Now outside for J.J. Russ. Drives, trying to get past Vitaly. He dishes off instead to Bialy on the left. Goes on the baseline around Cook. Floater off the mark. Rebound loose. And Beltran gets it in the corner. Grass Lake can cut it to within one possession if they make the three.
Oh, it's a totally different game if they drain a three right now.
Headed on the right. Back outside for Vitaly. Looking for Lape down low. Can't get it to him. Defense shielding him off again. Just over 5 minutes left in this one. Pettit on the baseline, back outside. Vitaly nearly lost the pass. Now for Lape through the basket. Shot, no. Rebound loose, and it comes down to Soper. 3-on-2 the other way. Soper charges away to the basket, gets the blocking foul. Will they give him the shooting foul is the question, or if it's a non-shooting foul.
Yeah, you're going to get that kind of blocking call every time. It's so hard. Unless you have totally beaten your man on offense, it's so hard to get in front of him, get your feet set.
And that is the 5th foul on Pettit, so he is done.
Wow.
That's 2 Grass Lake players fouled out of this one, Nate Pettit and Jacob Collins, with Luke Soper at the line for 2, so they did give him the shooting foul. Coming in, Zach Buttigieg to replace Pettit, and that's what happens. You mentioned when you play with such a thin rotation, you get a guy or two in foul trouble, much less fouling out. It really throws your rotation out of whack.
Yeah, he got in on that inbound pass play, and that's about all we've seen him.
First free throw from Soper, yes.
Something tells me that little dude can drain the three because they brought him in on a design 3-point play.
Yeah. One more free throw, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw from Soper, and he got it. 22 points for Soper. Now an 8-point Comet lead. 5 minutes left in this one. Now through the lane for Beltran. Stopped at the free throw line. Back outside for Cook. Cook back for Vitaly and Beltran. Into the corner for Lape. Quick fire 3. Too short. Rebound down for Walbaum. Trapped up the floor. Lape strips it away. Has it through. Bounce pass down low. And it's short for Buttigieg.
Everybody crashed down on Lape. Lape, smart play to give it up to Buttigieg. Just couldn't get it home.
Oh. Well, that's what happens when We have a timeout call on the floor as well.
Or that's a foul.
No, offensive foul. I beg your pardon. All right, a screening foul on Hanover Horton, Jack Wooster. But when you have a – and with Buttigieg missing that bunny, I mean, you come in these spot minutes. You have, you know, maybe 1 or 2 minutes and –
you're coming in cold.
Yeah, you're coming in cold.
You're coming in cold. It's hard.
You have 1 or 2 shots maybe a game, and it's like you come in, you have to make the. That's a lot of pressure on a guy who doesn't have much playing time. Now Grasslake with the possession. Lape has it at the left elbow. Double teamed. Spins through. Back outside. He's fouled.
Man, if you're Hanover Horton at this, you just got to play smart ball. You got to play. I mean, it's that fine line. You got to play tight D, but you don't want to be giving up fouls. You don't want to get Grasslake to the line.
And now that's the fourth team foul on Hanover Horton. So you don't want to send them to the line the rest of the way, Grasslake, as Lape has it outside. Inside 4 minutes left in this one. Lape through the lane, back outside for Cook. And for Buttigieg and for Beltran on the left. Dribbles back outside. Back for Lape on the left wing. Bounce pass down low for Cook. Defense collapses. Buttigieg, three-pointer, blocked! Bialy, 3-on-2 the other way. Coast-to-coast layup. Nobody's fouled.
Did it go?
Didn't drop. Rolled around the rim, but did not drop. So we got 2 Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws.
Norris pulling Beltran over to the sideline, giving him some advice for when they're down here on offense.
First free throw in for Bialy. Now he's got an even 20. Just behind Luke Soper's 22. 9-point lead for Hanover Horton. Ooh, that's tough. Now we're in crunch time. 3.5 minutes left. Now a 10-point lead for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, I've been saying all game, you know, you're in a situation where you don't have to hurry, run your offense. Now Grasslake's in a situation where they have to hurry.
They need points. They really need to turn it on now. They're starting to run out of time as Beltran through the lane, fall away jumper, wide left. Rebound down to Bialy. 10-point lead, Hanover Horton, 3 minutes left. Can they hang on? Again, they took a big 8-point lead after the first quarter. They've been able to maintain through there. Soper through the lane. He is hammered, and he'll get 2 free throws. We talked about Hanover Horton after that big first quarter, just having to even be playing even with Grasslake the rest of the way, which they have been. Just, you know, lead bouncing around from anywhere between, you know, 6 to 10.
They're still testing that middle, too. They're still testing that middle. I think that was another player with 4.
I didn't see who it was on, but wouldn't surprise me as Luke Soper makes the first of 2 Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. One more on the way. And he got it. 24 for now, a large lead of the game for Hanover Horton. 12 points, 3 minutes left. Grasslake, they need quick points and stops. Back outside, Buttigieg has it on the right, slowing it down. Back over for Beltran and then for Lape. Guarded by Bialy, swings it down low for Beltran, trying to save, and he throws it off of Russ and out of bounds. A tough play to execute, but he got it, so Grasslake holding on to the possession.
Good heads-up play. He knew he couldn't get it to one of his guys.
Now inbound to the corner for Lape. Takes a dribble, backing down Russ. Back out for Cook at the elbow. Now for Lape outside. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Time is still ticking on Grasslake. Lape through the lane, layup good, and a foul.
Good, strong move, kind of taking it across the key, down low, going through 3 white jerseys to get it up to the hoop. Nice little touch off the glass, too. Make that one fall.
It's exactly what they need to make this free throw right here. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning needs to cut it to 9, but still 2:24. Time is ticking. Might have to think about fouling as well. Free throw was off.
No.
Now a full court press from Grasslake. able to beat it up ahead with a pass to Jack Wooster. Double teamed, and they, a Hanover Horton timeout. Looks like Grasslake was going to foul, but.
Smart timeout. Yeah, avoiding that foul there. Smart timeout.
2:15 left. 10-point Hanover Horton lead. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9, the Power Cow.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're in the home stretch. 2:15 left. Hanover Horton up by 10 over Grass Lake. Quick fire three in the corner for the Comets. That's off the mark by Russ. Rebound tipped down to Lape. Quickly up to four. Grass Lake needs to score as soon as possible. Beltran in the corner. Drives to the basket. Back outside to Vitale. Pulls up at the free throw line and he bags it. And now we got a quick Grass Lake timeout as a result.
They were able to call it before possession completely changed, before they were able to even get to the inbound. So, yeah, you're under 2 minutes. You got to find some rabbits up your sleeve if you're Grass Lake.
Yeah, we're going to leave it right here. Again, full timeout called. 52-44 now, Hanover Horton leading over Grass Lake. And yeah, Grass Lake, less than 2 minutes left. Hanover Horton, they can easily kill the clock, so Grass Lake, A, they need the turnover, and if they don't get it, they need to foul, hope for misses at the line, and when they do get the ball back offensively, they need these fast scores. They've run out of time to do all this passing around the perimeter. They have to score. They're
right,
almost out of time, especially down eight, to, you know, try to really settle in offensively. They need scores ASAP.
You need to come out of this with defense like a wet blanket. Keep them to that 5 seconds. Get the turnover without any time coming off the clock. That's what you need right here.
Timeout is over. Hanover Horton inbounding following the timeout with Grass Lake full court pressure. Again, 1:54 left. Hanover Horton by 8. In the district semifinals, winner plays Lumen on Friday.
That was too easy for Horton. Too easy.
Inbound to Bialy. Quickly up the floor. Coast-to-coast layup. No! Boy, could have killed some more clock. Lape has it up the floor. Stopped on the right wing. Drives through the lane. Layup through. Yes! 28 points for Lape. Lead cut to 6. 90 seconds left. Pass up ahead to Bialy to beat the press. And now he'll hold on to it. We'll see. Wallbaum has it. Drives through. Stopped on the baseline. Back outside for Soper. Vitale trying to foul. And now outside for Russ. This time he does get the foul.
You got to be kind of selective on which guys you're going to let foul too, if you're Grass Lake. Vitale has, I think, more to give than the other guys do.
He does, yeah. He's got 3 now. J.J. Russ at the line. 2 big Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Grass Lake trailing by 6. If Hanover Horton makes either of these, it's a 3-possession lead, 1:14 left. First free throw rattles in. Very high arc on that one.
Yeah.
Kind of looked initially short, as a matter of fact, but he made it. One more on the way. Got them both. He's got 7. Grass Lake trailing by 8 now. Rolling the ball up the floor. Vitale gets it. Just 70 seconds left. Late fires a three off left. Rebound loose. And then the rebound and foul immediately by Cook. This sends Russ right back to the free throw line.
Yeah, Cook just kind of pushing him out of bounds a little bit on that one for the call. But good quick foul. That's what you got to do right now. This is how you get the ball back.
Oh, yeah, they need to be basically perfect at this point, especially against a Hanover Horton team of this caliber. Russ, if he makes both, it's a four-possession game with 67 seconds left. Did not get the first one. One more Aspen Heating and Air Conditioning free throw to come up. Russ with 7 points so far tonight. Second free throw on the way. No! Best case scenario for Grass Lake. Down by eight. 60 seconds left. Lape quickly in the front court. Going to the basket. And he had it. Jump ball forced by Soper on the block. Wow.
I do enjoy seeing the Soper-Lape matchup tonight. This has been fun. When those two have been on each other, it's been fun to watch.
And the possession arrow stays with Grass Lake. Into the corner for Lape. He's going to fire the three. Off the mark. Rebound Soper. Holds onto it for a second. Needs to beat the press now. Lobs it outside. Wide open for Sales. Going to hold onto the ball to kill the clock. Back for Bialy. Another foul on Vitale. Precious seconds cutting off the clock.
Good heads up look for Soper to find. To find him all the way open down here in the corner.
43 seconds left. Hanover Horton by eight. And at the line for two with Brody Bialy. Couldn't get the first one. It's Grass Lake, they need to convert on these misses. Especially the last trip where Hanover Horton came up empty. That hurts. Second free throw. No.
Wow.
Oh, and Grass Lake, a turnover. Vitale dribbles it off of Beltran's foot and out of bounds.
Yeah, some frustration there from Vitale, but you know, you had two guys going for the ball at the same time in the same spot.
42 seconds left. Hanover Horton with the ball, up eight. Inbound, trying to get the foul into the corner by Alley. Stopped in the baseline. Nearly turned over, oh my goodness, but he's able to keep it. Now playing keep away. And a foul on Cook, his third. Sending Hanover Horton to the line again. Another 15 seconds coming off the clock there.
Good heads-up move by J.J. Russ. When he saw the ball was they're about ready to lose control, just sprinted over from the far side to get the loose ball, keep it in possession for Hanover Horton on that side of the court.
30.6 seconds left. Two more free throws for Brody Bialy and the Comets. Makes the first one. He's got 22 points.
White flag.
And white flag wave.
White flags wave for
Grass Lake. Only Lape is still in the game. Otherwise, oh no, yeah, they are going to send him off. So that's it. All bench players for Grass Lake. Oh, they are going to keep Lape on.
They're going to probably do one more timeout so he can.
Well, they would have. Why wouldn't they sub him out now, though? So I don't know.
Do the one more so he can have his.
Free throw is off. Coming up the floor, Connor Sherwood. Give it back to Braden Lape. Overrated chance from the Hanover
wow.
Horton Comet supporters. Wow. 20 seconds left. Driving kick back outside. Now for Lape in the corner. Three-pointer. Might have been blocked by Soper. Outlet for Hanover Horton, and that'll do it. Going to dribble out the clock. Final 5 seconds. Hanover Horton takes down the Grass Lake Warriors. 55-46 and books themselves a dinner reservation for Friday evening in this building, 7 o'clock, for the district championship.
That's going to be a fun matchup. That's going to be a fun matchup on Friday. Those two teams are very similar in makeup and depth. This is going to be fun on Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So, again, we just saw Lumen Christie dominate in game one this evening. over Napoleon and then Hanover Horton. They lost by five earlier in the season to Grass Lake. Grass Lake winning their first 21 games, losing their last game of the regular season to Clinton, and then losing their first postseason game in the district semifinals to Hanover Horton. Just a heartbreaking end to a historic Grass Lake season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very historic. Certainly got a lot of attention throughout the season. But, I think some of those fouls, when you only have a seven-guy rotation, some of those fouls, you had two guys foul out, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah.
That's going to impact you down the stretch. And yeah. I think we saw a little bit of that tonight.
Yeah, especially with Zach Buttigieg coming in. And, again, he missed the three in the corner, and then he missed the wide-open two beneath the basket. And, again, really nothing against him. I don't hold it against him, but it's like when you run a small rotation like that, I was talking about this early in the fourth, but you're now asking guys who get basically no playing time to come in, and now you're in the spotlight. Hey, we need these shots for you.
Yeah.
You need to make these two only shots that you've gotten, for all we know, in several games at the varsity level. So
it's tough coming
it's
in
tough,
cold.
Yeah.
It is really tough coming in cold.
So, but Hanover Horton, really the story was that first quarter, led 20-12, and then just able to maintain from there. They led by 9 at halftime, 7 going into the fourth, and then outscored Grass Lake in the fourth 11-9. So just, again, if Grass Lake came out of the gates in the first quarter a lot better, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we could have seen one go down to the wire here. But just Hanover Horton, give them credit. They came to play in that first quarter, and it took Grass Lake a little bit of time before they settled in. They looked, as you mentioned, they looked a little uncomfortable in that first quarter.
Well, I think another thing is being off a week. Coming off a loss,
yeah,
and then being off a week where Hanover Horton had an opportunity to kind of tweak it and get things going on Monday, where you're coming into this game and you're not as cold. You're kind of already used to the postseason. I feel like that. Boy, I never like getting a bye. I really don't.
Yeah.
I never like getting a bye. You see so many times how getting a bye teams just come in and they're just not prepared. Grass Lake wasn't prepared, but the point I'm getting to, they came out cold.
When Hanover Horton, we mentioned in the timeout, just a team like them that they've just been playing on fire the last 2 weeks or
yeah.
so, and this is a team you get hot in the right time, and going to the postseason, this is going to be an interesting matchup on Friday with Lumen Christie, as we got another score update as well. So we talked about the Cascades Conference Championship, Grass Lake narrowly edging Columbia Central at Spring Arbor. Well, guess what? That matchup, both teams done tonight. Grass Lake, of course, losing to Hanover Horton in front of us, 55-46, and Chelsea able to take down Columbia Central in their building, 48-37. So that's going to be that's a big one. So we've got our district championship set, of course, here on Friday. It'll be Lumen Christie and Hanover Horton, and then on Friday as well on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. It's going to be Chelsea versus Western for the district championship. So we got a couple spicy matchups here. But again, wow, just tip your cap, Hanover Horton. They played great, and again, early on in the first quarter, able to maintain, just play even with Grass Lake the rest of the way. Grass Lake, again, they had some stretches. They came as close as 4 points, but they just really never could break through. Hanover Horton able to, as soon as the Warriors crept close, able to make those shots, rebuild their lead back up at the snap of a finger, and Grass Lake just down the stretch when they really needed those shots, and Hanover Horton looked a little exposed. They just could not break through.
Right, yeah. Hanover Horton able to use their depth a little bit and they just able to just keep, like you said, just keep control of the game. Yeah, we mentioned a couple times, just felt like Grass Lake was just off. They were just a little off here and there throughout the night. And Hanover Horton, I think they had a few things going in their favor. They're hosting it. They had an impressive student, but we hadn't seen a student body like that since Northwest earlier in the year. So they had a student body that knows how to cheer for their team, kind of be that sixth man for them. So you had a few things going for you. Maybe taking advantage of some of the wonky calls that were happening tonight, too. But, yeah, Hanover Horton, just deep enough, spread out enough talent, not overly rested, you know, having that that first game this week. So, you know, they already had a little momentum coming into tonight's game. So, a few things playing in Hanover Horton's favor tonight.
We'll break down some of the final scores here. Braden Lape, his final high school basketball game. How crazy is that? 28 points. Left it all out there. We got 7 points from Jacob Collins. He fouled out. Salvatale, 6. 3 from Carmine Beltran and 2 from Bryant Cook. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, big-time performances from their two big-time players. Luke Soper, 24 points. We also got 22 points from Brody Bialy. 7 from J.J. Russ, 1 each from John Walbaum and Braylon Sales. So,
Fun game. That was fun. And you know what? Yeah. Friday's going to be fun.
Absolutely. That's going to be interesting. Again, two teams unfamiliar with each other as well. You usually see in these districts, these teams have all matched up with each other and played each other. And, Lumen, I don't believe offhand, I don't think they've played Hanover Horton this season at all. So
I have to go back and look at the schedule. Usually if there's a matchup like that, it would happen in like the Shot Clock Classic or something. So I'd have to look. But, I mean, just based on the small sampling that we've seen of these two schools, this is going to be the best matchup we could have hoped for. Similar styles in play. Again, a lot of bodies that can come off the bench and do what you need them to do. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun one. They didn't play each other this year, did they?
Yeah, I just looked at their schedule. So, no, these two teams have not matched up. So, two unfamiliar teams, two teams playing hot. Wow, two teams with very similar style. They got, you know, star talent, got great teamwork, great ball movement, and depth.
Yeah.
So, wow, this is going to be a fun one. District championship on Friday at 7 o'clock. Mark W. Daly, any final thoughts from Hanover Horton High School tonight?
My final thoughts are, you got to tune in Friday. You know what? Yeah, tune in, but you got to be out here at this Hanover Horton complex because that student body is going to bring it. We saw what Lumen student body could do.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they both are going to want to sit in the same spot. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun coming up on Friday.
Another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Fuller's ChemDry. Once again, our final scores this evening, Lumen Christie dominating Napoleon 72-25, and then Hanover Horton grinding out a tough one against Grass Lake 55-46. And these two teams, again, will meet up here at this same building on Friday night at 7 o'clock, live coverage, live on these airwaves. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Softwater, Aero Quip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.